Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
GE and the potentially dramatic changes, including the breakup into separate businesses. Explain.
Yeah, General Electric's new boss, John Flannery, made some comments yesterday at a conference call with analysts. He renewed the discussion of a potential breakup after disclosing a $6 billion charge related to an old portfolio of long-term care insurance. So that was an issue the company was dealing with. And so the CEO is cutting costs and selling assets after GE posted last year's biggest drop on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's come back a little this year, maybe about 7%. So now he's rethinking his approach. Now, this is important in the Capital District because General Electric employs thousands of people, especially at the main plant in downtown Schenectady, where they still make steam turbines, and in Iskuna, where they have a powerful research and development center where really important research is done on all sorts of areas. So this is just an idea that was floated, but something that people in the Capital District will be watching very closely.
Also watching very closely is the budget in New York State and its impact. Of course, we had the federal tax cut overhaul plan, which removed the state and local deductions in New York. And to that end, the governor has proposed a payroll tax as we look at a potential $4.5 billion deficit.
Yeah, that was a big takeaway yesterday, that the fact that Cuomo is proposing the state switch from a system in which employees pay a state income tax to one in which employers pay a payroll tax. That new federal tax bill restricts how much you can deduct of state income taxes on your federal tax returns, but it doesn't restrict the deductibility of payroll taxes. Really complicated, and the State Department of Taxation and Finances is expected to release a report on that later this week. Cuomo's already said the state will sue the federal government over the new tax law, so that's one chapter. But yesterday, with the unveiling of this proposed budget, which we must emphasize is just the first step in a drama that will play out over the next several months. This is just the first step. The state legislature gets involved and they negotiate exactly what will happen when the budget's actually adopted, hopefully by April 1st. Budget proposes $1 billion in new fees and taxes, in part to help the state eat into that $4 billion deficit. Governor Cuomo is proposing raising $750 million in fees on nonprofit health companies that are being sold or converted to profits. He's also proposing a surcharge on opioid prescriptions and an internet tax that would bring in an estimated $300 million, half of which he said would be shared with local governments. State education officials and advocacy groups were not pleased with the budget. They say that his proposed increases fall far short of what is needed to support schools. But some environmentalists were happy yesterday. Cuomo is proposing the Environmental Protection Fund continued to be funded at $300 million, which is important to them. Also notable in the budget presentation yesterday was a proposed increase in funding for direct care workers. Those are the people who work with the disabled and often work for nonprofits. He's proposing a 6.5% wage increase for them. So again, this entire budget is subject to negotiations between the governor and the legislative leaders, and April 1st is their deadline.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, we thank you as always.
Thanks, David.